Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to part two of a discussion on compromise. I'm joined by Richard Blackwood and Lindsay Kane. This is what the evidence suggests, that women are quicker to walk when their values are compromised than men. Not all men, not all women, but the overall trend is a guy will be like, I'm not being clicked at. It's a 25 grand job. Click away, buddy. Where do I go?
Yeah.
But that's how I was raised by my dad. You keep your mouth shut, yeah? As long as no one's asking you to break the law and you do the job, you're not going to like everyone. You earn the money, you bring home the bacon, you keep your mouth shut, boy. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, but your dad's of a certain time period as well.
Yeah.
Because what he's essentially showing you is very old school. We can all, of a certain age, relate to that. But I don't know if the new generation would be that way. I mean, I'm yet to find out, I guess, but that's very old school what you're describing in terms of your father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's how people speak to people. I think women are more likely to respond to how they're being spoken to. There was another time I did a job and it was an ex-boyfriend came in to speak to me, but the woman didn't know that he was my boyfriend and I was talking to him. It was like on a fragrance stand and she bollocked me for speaking. I was like, he's a customer, he's a client. And she's like, you're speaking to him for too long. But the way she spoke to me, she did it in front of all the staff. And I was just like, I'm not being spoken to like that. And I literally walked off the job. It was a promotions job. So, you know, you're like here one day, there the other day. I'm not just like walking off loads of jobs. But it was the way that the woman spoke to me in front of everyone, like being trying to embarrass me and put me down. It's like, you know, I would never treat someone like that. If you've got an issue, you sort of speak to somebody like a human being. You don't speak to them like a piece of shit to get your point across.
I wonder, Richard, if you've ever compromised and it's led to either a big win or a big loss. I've got sort of a mixed one. There was a full series where I was going to get to do stand-up, but the producer of this series was absolutely adamant that the stand-up must be delivered down the barrel of the camera. And I was absolutely adamant that with my style, high energy and aggressive, it's fine if you're Stuart Lee and you sat back in the microphone. I just thought, no, I'd rather show the audience. I'd rather film it a bit more conventionally. It's already alternative enough. You're going to lose the job and we will replace you. It's a stylistic decision. You're going to do it down the barrel. So I compromised and did the series down the barrel. So I won the job, but ultimately, looking back and reviewing the footage, I'm uncomfortable. I don't think the camera angle works. I think it makes me look a bit... I'm already high energy. I was right. It made me look aggressive. So I compromised, won the contract, but lost the artistic argument. So I'm wondering if you've got any examples like that, apart from pokey stick.
No, do you know what? I've been very fortunate. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I've done, like, in my... Not the stand-up years as such... Actually, no, I remember when I used to do MTV Hot. We're going back to the 90s now.
I remember that.
You remember that? I mean, all of us came through that, especially stand-ups. Russell Brand, myself, right? A lot of us came through, and it was a white room. There was an obscure little camera. You know, when everything was fisheye lens, that was that. And literally, we had to do stand-up to ourselves and the audience at home, you know, in this room. And it was weird for me because I was saying that we can't even tell if the joke's working or not. I mean, this is way before the podcast days where you just trusted it.
Yeah.
This was the first of its kind. We were talking about 1997, this one. So I had to compromise because I knew that at that time I was climbing the ladder in MTV and I knew essentially where I wanted to reach. And this show, even though it's not the way that I knew stand-up to be performed, like there was nobody in the room. So there weren't even somebody giving you a slight giggle. So, you know, you've got people now that will go in front of the lens and do something in their car and just trust it. And, you know, I have ratings for that, because that takes a level of self-confidence to trust it and put it out there and believe that the audience is also going to find it funny. But I came from a place of, you know, the audience told you straight away and then you could tailor or move. Yeah, you need the feedback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this show didn't allow that. And I got to the point where when I look back now, a lot of the stuff I spoke about probably would never have worked in real life. So I started to not necessarily tailor it like comedy the way that we do, like we dissect it, we pull all strings out of it and we go,
you're not getting feedback to calibrate what you're saying.
There you go, yeah. So I literally just found myself just sort of having a rant about something, trying to put some kind of comical twist on it and hope it worked. That
sounds like my career, Richard.
You've done very well from it then. You've definitely done well from it. But I reckon that was one of my major compromises back then.
Right. So another win-loss like mine. It's a win, you got the job, but it's a loss when you look back. It's like, did I have that quality control? A win-loss. This seems to be a real thing. So Lindsay, if you don't know, listeners, had never even, as far as I know, taken a selfie shot before and put it online before like 2020. It's a complete, don't want to record my voice, don't want to be on camera, refuse to do anything like that. It's not me. I'm too shy. I'm too introverted. Whatever the reasons were. So you've had to sort of compromise on your core value, Linz, of not wanting to put yourself on camera because you thought, why? What was the, I've never actually asked you why. Was it shyness? Was it because it looks too beggy and thirsty and tragic and you leave that to people like me? I mean, what is it?
It was just shyness, and I care too much what people think. I don't want to do that because people might think of me in a certain way. Or
so that's a core value that you've compromised with, and that's massive. Most people will get to 80 years old and never compromise on that value of caring about what people think. You've either got that in you or you haven't.
But I've not changed the value in terms of things that I post. I know I've said this so many times, I'm bored of myself, but during the pandemic, I read a book called The 5 Regrets of the Dying, and that changed my life. It's just like, why am I bothered what people think? And I was in the process of selling a business, a beauty business, and I had like a last remaining stock that I needed to sell quickly. So I just posted a video online of me applying lashes and I sold all the stock, and I'm like, oh, if I had done this back in the day, I probably would have like sold a shitload more of product, and you know, my life would probably be different business wise. I've changed direction slightly. And
so, Lynn, sorry to cut you off, but is that not an example of how you should have compromised on your core value of not wanting to show yourself earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have, but I don't regret not doing it. Well, I suppose I do regret it, but there's no point of, you know, going on about it. I made the change now. I didn't die from it. I posted online. I didn't die. I was all right. But I would never post, like, you know, when you see these girls like pretending to have fun and pouting, and I would never do anything like that because that's just not me. I'll post.
So what do you mean? Do you mean in the club? Are you talking about in the nightclub?
Yeah. I can't bear that. You know, when you go out and they'll be like, right, everybody, woo! And they're like, that's just so fake. I'm just not like that. I try and be in the moment, and I'll only post if it's real to me, or, you know, it's regarding business or it's something that I'm doing work-wise. I don't just post. I would never post any material thing because that's just, I can't bear it. I can't bear it when people post bags, or that's just not me personally. I just wouldn't do it. I don't like the showing off that people do on social media, so I would never compromise that. It's like, you know, I had an opportunity, well, I potentially had an opportunity recently, and I'm like, well, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that because I don't believe in it. I'm not showing family or my child because I'm just not doing it. I'm not revealing those things. So I didn't end up doing something. So I suppose you can say I've compromised on that because I would not give up my personal life. I will not show my child's face online because no one needs to see it. And no one cares what my child looks like except us and the family. So
all right, take a breath.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Richard, talk about social media. I know you're on there. You've got a big Instagram profile. You're on all of them. But do you think social media has made compromise more difficult? I'm talking about like on the brands we choose and what we're seen wearing and how we're conducting ourselves. Before, your whole life was one long video that everyone had to watch. You didn't really have to think about, you know, what T-shirt you're wearing, what brand of bag, what car you're driving so much. It was whoever saw it, who your cousins, your mates pulling up to a nightclub. That was enough stress in my life. Now it's like you're thinking about everything the whole time.
Because now, unfortunately, social media is now a business. Before that, it was kind of a way to allow people to just kind of voice what they're feeling, you know, uninhibited. They just, you know, just say it as it is for them, speak their truth as such. Let's say if it's videos and things like that. And if they started to get a following, they were grateful. They were like, oh, wow, six people. So you agree with me. And then it would build and blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, it's like, for instance, TikTok is a prime example. Because TikTok truly comes with instructions. It's not like, Instagram was a follow-on from Facebook and MySpace. And it was, you know, if you wanted to use it for work, it was a way to kind of promote your work, yourself, as well as if whatever you was doing, be it stand-up, or if it was in the corporate world, whatever it was. And, you know, you take pictures. I used to say that Instagram was like your old school 80s photo album. And, you know, some people come to your house and say, oh, is that your photo album? Can I look through it? You took pleasure. It's saying, yeah, this is my uncle right here. It's my great uncle. It was that. But then what started to happen was that people would start commenting on your picture like, why did you post that one? Right? Like they were there in the involvement of you creating the picture. And people started to get too involved in your life, if that made sense. Mm. And once again, as a stand-up, I dissect it and say, could somebody come to your house, look through your photo album and go, so why is your uncle in that picture? What relevance does he have to that picture? Like, nobody could do that in real life. But all of a sudden, people can just come up. Or, because that's what we do. Our brain works like that. So
unless you're Prince Harry, of course. And if you're Prince Harry, you could quite rightly say you might want to get your Uncle Andrew out of that picture.
I mean, I'm going to let you say it because I'm still trying to work. You notice my compromise just happened. I was like, yeah, I've got a good job. Compromise. There's a good joke in that, but I'll leave it alone.
I'll tell you a particular one. Let me give you a particular example. Holidays. Unless you've got a will of steel, like Lindsay here, who's like, I'm not posting anything of my holiday, you know, my life's mine, blah, blah, blah. But the rest of us mere mortals whose careers are now linked to Instagram and looking cool and likeable so people come to our shows, I'm wondering if the holidays people take have changed, because I'm quite happy to do like a dirty three-star hotel in a British city and poke around. And then your brain goes, oh, but what's that going to look like on my... So you're compromising, you're spending more money, you're unable to compromise on your experiences because your Insta life needs to match this brand you're putting out. And this is for everyone, whether you're Kelly at the makeup counter or Kelly the catwalk model.
Well, you see, everybody now, unfortunately, this is where social media has won. Everybody has to appear to be rich. You know what I mean? They compromise themselves to the point where... Because you can remember, social media is the only thing that's going to win in this compromise. It's not going to be you. So if you are earning a certain amount, which normally under normal circumstances will get you by, do you know what I mean? You have a pretty reasonable life and your bills are paid. That was enough. Now, social media... So you're on holiday. Social media now... You can't just go to a nice 3-4-star hotel and just get the perks of that hotel. Now it's got to look like you're in Vegas, or you've got to look like you, if you're in Dubai, you're staying at the Palms or something. You can't be at a normal place just having normal food and just enjoying the sunshine, which is what initially you went there for. Because social media is like, oh, you went there, right? You've got people that will comment and say, you're in Ibiza, but why did you stay there? Why didn't you stay at the top hotel? right? You know, or if you're in Dubai, why did you stay there? Why didn't you stay? So I think it's the younger audience, unfortunately, that they've fallen victim to that compromise. And it won't work out because a lot of them end up spending so much money to make it look like they're living this life. And then they can't even pay their bills. And I always say, you know, if you're living in council-assisted properties where the government is assisting you, then your holidays shouldn't look like you've got the top floor penthouse of a Las Vegas hotel. Yeah, it doesn't make no sense because where are your priorities? Now, that doesn't mean you can't get to that level, but don't have no problem in saying I'm not there yet. Do you know what I mean? But that, unfortunately, that's a battle that I think is very much lost. I think social media has won that battle.
When you're talking about younger and older people, I definitely agree with you, Richard, but I'll tell you where it's definitely reverses with older people is I think, Lindsay, that social media is changing the way we look, that we're compromising on a normal human face because of this constant stream of stuff we're looking at.
Yeah.
What's happening is, Lynn, so there's lots of single people, they'll go on dates, boys and girls, and the person who turns up for the date looks nothing like the filter or whatever they've used. That was 2 years ago. Now what's happening is even worse. People do look like the fucking filter they've used. They have injected enough shit into their face so they've got some smoothed out, weird, filtered face. Lynn, do you think social media is making human beings compromise our own bodies and face?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, you know, when you were like Zooming with friends or sending videos or seeing what they were posting online, a lot of friends and stuff that I've got, they would post like videos with filters on. But you kind of forget that the filters, and then you see them after the pandemic for the first time in real life, and you're like, oh God, like, because they don't look like the filtered version. It's like, fucking hell, like, you know, oh, they look a bit different. And I think they're getting used to seeing that version of themselves. And I think it's really sad what's happening. Like, that's the other thing. I will not compromise. I will not edit any pictures. I will not use a filter. I just don't believe in them. And, like, my cousin will be like, oh, do you want me to, you know, pull you in there or do this? And I'm like, no, it's fine. Because I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with filters. I think they should be banned.
And what about now the filter is now shaping the face? So what happened up until about 2 years ago is we didn't look like our filters. Now we're trying to look like our filter. That's the scarier bit for me.
It's not sustainable, is it? It's not sustainable. And again, it comes back to what Richard was saying about we're trying to look rich. We're trying to look a certain way on social media. And it ultimately costs money. Like, I was speaking to someone the other day and they're like, oh, they've had like this third, fourth Brazilian butt lift and it's $7,000 a time or something. And all because they can't be bothered to squat.
And you know, that's got the highest death rate as a cosmetic procedure on the planet. And yet they probably wouldn't have a COVID jab, would they? Anyway, so Richard, I mean, with men, we've got an issue here. So there's no doubt about it. I'm in the gym every day if I can get in there. I'm toned for my age. I'm definitely more in shape. Yes, that can be attractive to a woman, but there's a cutoff point where it starts to get silly and it's being driven by social media. If you're a man, particularly if you're a man in your 40s or 50s, but if you're a man 18 and over, there's only so far your genetics are going to let you go before you start listening to the dodgy guy in the corner of the gym with some needles in his gym bag. And there's just no evidence that women are attracted to like 17 stone, 2% body fat. I'm sure there's a small minority of women that are into that, you know, bouncer look. But 90% of women just want you not to be a bell end. So are men compromising on their health because social media is making them think we all need to be ripped like The Rock?
Of course. I told you, social media has won. Whoever, like, formulated was the catalyst behind this whole social media phenomenon. And because you've got to remember, we are being dictated to in this euphoric kind of fashion of, you know, do this, do that. And we don't think we are. But social media is proving that. So number one, we got to be rich now. The normal standard of living is not enough. As for men or women, right? Well, speaking for men, I mean, I've always worked out because I've got muscle dysphoria. So I just believe that I'm skinny. That is just something that I can't help. That's a condition. But it stems from me being very skinny when I was younger and going, I don't want to be like that ever again. So that's where that came from.
I've got the dick version of that.
Check it out. The dick. But it's a real thing. It's like, so you don't see what other people see, essentially, in yourself. So, and sometimes it can work against you where you think, oh, I need to be bigger. And everybody's like, oh, look at the size of you already, but you don't see it. But here's the thing. So social media plays into these issues that they know that people have. So you've got to remember, research and studies have got in. So right now, to be body beautiful for both men and women, right, you know, and 18, if you think about it, is the right time to catch them if you're one of these evil people that's making them do that. Because, you know, at that point, they don't have that kind of money. So it's the parents that are spending that kind of money, let's say, for the young women to get, like, BBLs and stuff like that. Or, you know, these things, if you're going to get it done over here, BBLs over here are highly expensive. And then what they do is they fly to Dominican Republic or whatever, get it cheaper. But hence, that's where the death rate comes from. It's like, you know, they're coming back in all these horrible bodge jobs if they survive them, you know. And then as for men, you've got to remember, I see it on my Instagram. I see these guys and they look hella ripped and blah, blah, blah. Look, I mean, not even social media. Look at Love Island. You can't be a man on Love Island if you haven't been to the gym all your life, right? You can tell every guy on there looks like they compete, you know, but they're supposed to be just regular guys that have got regular jobs. And it's like, but they've got their membership is like premium. So now you're going to go on that show after it's been on for how many years? And you're going to go in there with a pot belly, you ain't going to sneak. You know you're not going to last 2 weeks on that show.
This is why they need a Love Island for women over 28. Was like, I don't care if he's got hair or a belly. Is he a wanker? No. Wedding ring, please. What's his net worth? He's got three eyes. I don't give a shit, bitch. What's his net worth?
This is the world
anyway,
we're in now.
We are out of time. I mean, I feel like I should compromise, but I like big butts and I cannot lie, so I won't. I would love to speak to you more, Richard, but I know you're a very, very busy man. Thank you so much, Richard Blackwood, for joining us. Thank you, Lindsay Kane, as well. Thank you. I appreciate that. We've been talking about compromise. If you've come here as fans of either of today's two guests, then please hang around. Please subscribe. Do leave a review. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Keep coming back. We talk about different things every week. The guests are very varied. If you haven't liked it, don't leave a negative review. Why not leave like a 3-star one, an in-between one? Compromise is everything, guys. This has been Man Baggage. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.